Christ the King is an interesting day. And if you look over the 3 years, the lectionary that we go off of, the cycle of Bible readings, is a three-year cycle. The readings for Christ the King, which happens now, always come from the end of Christ's life, from the crucifixion. One of the years deals with Jesus on the cross and the two thieves on either side of him. Today we have John's Gospel, and John writes some powerful stuff. John's Gospel, and it's the scene of Jesus and Pilate confronting one another right before Jesus' death. And I tell you, listen to the dialogue one more time. Jesus says, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate counters, "What is truth?" You can almost hear him yelling it. Kind of puts Hollywood to shame, right? Now, I've read a lot of commentaries about this passage, and they present this scene as Pilate asking a dismissive question to Jesus, to kind of counter Jesus' talk about truth. Kind of like Pilate is just blowing him off, just to get rid of him. You know, I don't agree. You remember that scene from A Few Good Men? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth, right? Great stuff. Really great stuff. What's going on between Jesus and Pilate is a real attempt, I think, by Pilate to understand what Jesus means by truth. It's a dialogue, just a few short words, but it's a dialogue. And it highlights the clash between worldviews, the clash between kings, the clash between the kingdom of God and any kingdom here on earth. Pilate's reply, "What is truth?" shows the difference between Christ the King, who we celebrate today, and Caesar the King, who no one celebrates today. You know, we grow up learning that we should tell the truth, that the truth will set us free, or as Al Gore reminds us, the truth can be inconvenient at times. Some claim to have the truth. Sometimes we're told that we are not being truthful. Jesus says the truth will set us free, and later in John's Gospel tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But I come back to Pilate's question about truth. What is it? Is it something that's carved in stone and can never change? Does it mean not telling a lie? Is it sort of like wisdom? I got to give it to Pilate. He hits the nail on the head by asking Jesus, "What is truth?" The word that Jesus and Pilate are bantering back and forth that we translate as truth is the Greek word aletheia. Now, in the Greek, the word doesn't mean truth like an abstract concept. It doesn't mean an ideal. It doesn't mean a simple fact like the sky is blue is a truth. In Greek, the word means not hidden or not covered up. In other words, truth, as Jesus and Pilate are talking about it here, refers to revealing what was hidden, but what is now obvious. See, today's text is full of questions. They're posed by Pilate. They're posed by Jesus. And Jesus responds to all of the questions Pilate asks him, except one, the last one. The one we really need Jesus to answer for us, right? When Pilate says to him, "What is truth?" I'd love it if Jesus answered that, but he doesn't. What Jesus and Pilate are doing is arguing about what thing or things should be as plain as the nose on your face. You ever use that expression? Like my mom would say, but clearly isn't. The exchange between Jesus and Pilate is really like this. Jesus says, "You say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to that which has been made obvious. Everyone on the side of what is obvious listens to me." And Pilate says, "And what is so obvious?" And Jesus says nothing. And the silence is deafening, and it just hangs there over the room. Not a word is spoken. And what would the point be anyway? If you can't see the nose on your face, Will explanations help? Was Pilate really looking to find out the truth? What was the truth he was trying to find out? See, Pilate wasn't looking for that which was true, which was a fact. He was looking for the easy way out. The Jewish authorities wanted Rome to put Jesus to death, and Pilate knew if he wasn't careful with how he played this scene with Jesus, there'd be unpleasantness and a riot, and that could cost him his job and maybe his life. So Pilate starts the interrogation. It's a courtroom that's going on here with a simple question. Are you the king of the Jews? He wants to get his facts straight, to find out the truth, the obvious, to get to the bottom of the charges. Jesus responds, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" He doesn't answer Pilate out. He's sounding Pilate out. In a way, his question is meant to find out how Pilate perceives the nose on his face. So Pilate repeats the question, "So you are a king?" Again, Jesus doesn't answer. "You say that I'm a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate is talking the language of power, of kings as we know them. But Jesus counters with the truth. Talk about what Jesus knows about and reality as Jesus sees it. Jesus says, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth, who can see the nose on their face, listens to my voice." You see, Pilate wanted to hear a truth about whether Jesus was a king or not. But Pilate didn't want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as they say on Dragnet. Pilate wasn't ready to hear the truth about God, and he certainly didn't want to hear the truth about himself. Pilate wanted facts. He didn't want the truth. So what's left to be said after that? And so Jesus doesn't answer the final question. And Pilate asks, "What's so obvious?" And Jesus remains silent. He says to Pilate, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Belonging to the truth is not the same thing as claiming we have the truth. Jesus says that everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And that's not the first time Jesus says that here in his gospel. It's a direct reference by Jesus earlier in John's gospel when he talks about being the good shepherd. And he says, "The sheep hear my voice, and the sheep follow me because they know my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Belonging to the truth does not mean that we have a set list of items that we must be able to check off in order to qualify for God. Belonging to the truth means that we're willing to listen to Jesus' voice. And we can see the obvious about God in Jesus Christ. And being willing to listen to Jesus' voice makes us one of the sheep, a member of the flock that Jesus is shepherd of. This whole discussion between Pilate and Jesus is about Pilate's misunderstanding of the word king. Because Pilate, and any Roman citizen for that matter, as well as the Jewish leadership of the day, are unable to see that connection between shepherd and king, and not understand what it means for the king to lay down their life for their sheep. And it makes a conversation about truth between Jesus and Pilate impossible. Earlier in John's gospel, as Jesus prepares to say goodbye to the disciples, he and Thomas have this conversation. "Do not let your hearts be troubled." You recognize this? "You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms, and if that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the what? The way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Again, he throws around that troublesome word, truth. And here we are, 2,000 years of theological fighting later. And we're trained to hear nothing but a list of things we're supposed to subscribe to and a list of things we're supposed to reject or else. Here as Jesus stands before Pilate, that fighting over who has the truth comes to a head. Pilate says, I want the truth. And Jesus answering in silence, you can't handle the truth. Belonging to the truth means that we listen to Jesus' voice and that he listens to ours. John's gospel is the only one of the four to record the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. And in that encounter, while Jesus and the woman are talking, Jesus tells her the truth, aletheia, about her life. In the conversation, he shares with her where her life has been and where it's going and probably where it might wind up. In love, Jesus, our shepherd king, shares with this woman the truth about her life. And standing there before Pilate, this same king, not a king as Pilate would understand, makes that same offer to him. Read between the lines. Pilate, would you let me speak the truth about your life to you? Will you listen to it? Can you handle the truth? Will you let me speak the truth to you in love? Can I say the obvious about you, Pilate, and your life at this point in time? Can I tell you the good news? That aletheia, the actual literal translation is to remember or not forget. Jesus is the one who helped the Samaritan woman remember where she was coming from, and he wanted to do the same for Pilate, to help him remember who he was. That is what Jesus means when he says that his sheep listen to his voice, that they belong to the truth. Jesus tells them about where they've been and helps them remember what that was like. But more importantly, belonging to the truth, to listen to Jesus' voice, means that we are willing to listen even harder to where Jesus is calling us to go. To belong to the truth means that we're also willing to listen to the truth about who we are today, not just the past, but the present and into the future. Jesus helped that Samaritan woman to remember what her life had been, but his offer to her to belong to the truth was an invitation to accept the living water that he offers. So do you want the truth? Can you handle the truth? Do you belong to the truth? As we sit here this morning, celebrating the feast of Christ the King, the last day of the church year, Jesus, our shepherd king, invites us. He invites us to remember the year that we're leaving and to put it behind us. He invites us to listen to where his voice is calling us to go in the year ahead. Can you hear him? Jesus invites us to the truth, to look in the mirror and be honest about ourselves, to be honest about how it really is with us, to be authentic about our lives. But that invitation to the truth goes further. It's an invitation to be led into eternal life, because the Good Shepherd who helps us remember our lives is the same Good Shepherd who willingly and lovingly lays down his life for the sheep. So can you handle the truth about your life? Can you listen to Jesus speak to you about that truth? Do you belong to the truth? Do you belong to God? Can you see the nose in front of your face? Amen.